We are back, joined now by the wonderful Belle Calloway and John Massey, both in the forthcoming production of Musical Theater West, Cole Porter Classic, Anything Goes. Welcome, ladies, welcome. Gentlemen.
Thanks for having us.
Delighted to be here. You are the star of the show.
Oh,
and
that's
semantics. You play who?
Reno Sweeney.
And what's she all about?
She's a nightclub singer turned evangelist.
And she's on the boat with a bunch of characters.
She's on the boat with a bunch of characters on her way to London and does her act on the ship to save souls on her way.
Well, a lot of souls need saving. And John, you were saving souls in your last production
in
Guys and Dolls.
Guys and Dolls, that's right.
I loved you and I loved that show.
Thank you.
Who do you play in this one, Moonface?
In this, I play Moonface Martin, who's public enemy number 13. He's trying to work his way up to number one, but he's sort of this hapless gangster character.
And, of course, music and lyrics by Cole Porter. Yeah. This show is a classic.
Doesn't get any better.
What are some of the classic songs from Anything Goes?
I Get a Kick Out of You.
Anything Goes.
Anything Goes.
Friendship. Bill and I do together.
You'd Be So Easy to Love.
Thank you.
It's the lovely.
It's the lovely. Yeah.
You're the top.
You're the top.
Well, Musical Theater West is doing fantastic work, and we're delighted to have the chance to meet some of the people that make it happen. What's the magic behind putting on a show? How do you guys, in 10 days, go from nothing to opening night? It's a miracle to me.
It's a lot of hard work. It really is.
There's no magic, Art. I've seen opening nights that were disasters.
That's right.
I've been in them.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's hard work. Mm-hmm. You eat, sleep, and breathe the material. Yeah. We have a lot of people who commute from the San Fernando Valley. They come drive over an hour just to get to rehearsal.
Wow.
And I'm sure they use every minute of that time.
Oh, sure.
Rehearsing their lyrics over and over and over and dialogue over and over and over.
Now, you told me something interesting before we went on air, that you didn't start being an actor till you were 30, which is really unusual. Most actors know from an early age they want to be actors.
Well, I did. Well, I thought I wanted to be Maria Tallchief. I wanted to be a ballerina. That's funny. I wanted to be a ballerina. But around the age of 13, I realized that my body was not going to do it. I was so muscular, too tall, turned in. I had no flexibility, and I realized that my mother took me to audition for a production of West Side Story in the San Gabriel Valley.
Uh-huh.
And I got in it. It was my first musical, and that was it. I was bitten. Because as a ballerina, you're told, shut up and dance, don't think.
As an actor. Yeah. You were bitten when you were 14, but you didn't start till you were 30.
Well, yes. Well, I continued along that line, and I was also an athlete in school. But right out of high school into college, I took another direction.
Okay. We won't get into that. Fair enough.
I got married.
Had a child.
Okay. And unfortunately got divorced, and I raised my daughter.
Well, God bless. You're living your dream now with those beautiful green eyes.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. And, John, you played the role that I love in Guys and Dolls.
Nicely.
I got the horse right here, and sit down, you're rocking the boat.
Mm-hmm.
Stubby K made that famous, but you were brilliant in that.
Stubby's role, we just rant it.
Yeah. But how do you feel when you're on the stage? Is that heaven for you?
I love it. I love the doing it over and over and over, and that's the difference between doing film or television or something like that, between that and doing live theater.
You get feedback from the audience.
You get that instant feedback right away, and you...
Which is hopefully up, but sometimes it's not so
up. That's true.
Well, it's like Tommy Toon says, every time you do it, it's another chance to get it right.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And that's why people say, how can you do it over and over and over again? You don't do the same thing over and over again.
So every night is a little different.
You live it every time you do it.
It's never the same thing twice.
It's a living thing every night.
You bet.
Just like this show is a living thing every week. Yeah.
It lives and breathes with the actors and with the audience and with the orchestra and the technicians.
Now, you have a three-week run for most of these shows in Musical Theater West. Does the show tighten as you get near the end of the run? Does it get tighter?
Oh, yes.
Sure.
Yeah, sure it does. It's even gotten tighter in the last few nights.
Yes.
We've been rehearsing as it's
starting
to take its form, and we're starting to see where things are falling. And so,
what's the worst thing that's ever happened to you on the stage? Or is that an unfair
nothing
question?
Nothing horrible has really
nothing
happened. Things have fallen, but they missed me. I've lost my voice in the midst of a show and had to whisper the rest of it.
But the show must go on. You make it happen.
Going.
You just keep going.
Yeah. So it's a real high when you're on that stage.
Oh, it's wonderful.
At that moment in time, sure. You had won with everything.
Sure, yeah. It's a lot of fun.
It's a real relationship between mm-hmm. you and the audience. I swear, sometimes you can hear them breathe with you.
Wow.
You hear them go, 1,500 people sure. going, it's
now,
wonderful.
This show has been around for 60 years in the mm-hmm. 1940s. Cole Porter was just brilliant to write stuff that lasts this long.
You bet.
Right. Well, it's had several revivals. There was the 62 revival and then the 87 revival, which is the version we're doing.
Yeah.
Which has a brand new book that's wonderfully funny. And the score is the Cole Porter songbook. It's
right.
Cole Porter's greatest hits.
With new arrangements.
With some wonderful new arrangements and orchestrations that are they're just sparkle. Stage.
You know, I was thinking, if I ever come back in another life, I'd love to be able to write a song that's a classic and that lives on. I saw your last production, mm-hmm. I Love a Piano, 50 Irving Berlin songs, mm-hmm. you know, oh. What a genius.
And they don't write songs like that.
No, they really don't. They God really Bless
don't.
America.
You don't get those.
Hate to Get Up in the Morning. I mean, just pure classics.
Those standards, you don't get those anymore. Mm-hmm.
Well, your production is going to be opening on Saturday, July 8th.
Yes.
And run through July 23rd at the mm-hmm. beautiful Carpenter Center for the Performing Arts on the Long Beach State campus. So thanks for taking the time out of rehearsal to join us. We'll see you at the show. You won't want to miss this show. Stay with us. We'll be back with more Straight Talk after these messages.